chronic things that I remember.
July the 4th, and the Degstaff and Good Day program is on the air. Jennifer Horn and I are here to do what we normally do during this hour, and that's take part the list of the top topics so that you'll have good conversational abilities today. We're here to underscore your conversational abilities. The 4th of July and all the fireworks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, the usual stuff. I don't know what... Well, you don't have a dog, Jennifer, but...
I don't.
The way that it works with dogs, at least with Charlotte, when last night we were out working till about dark, and I was driving back, and there were some people that had a fireworks display. Mm-hmm. And it really freaks out Charlotte when she hears any of those pop, big
bangs. My dad's dog had a stroke.
Yeah,
during the 4th of July, because, you know, they get so crazy. My dad was saying, you know, upset. If I had been with her, I would have held her. And no one that watches her, because he had been out of town, mm-hmm. and so no one that watches her really knows that you have to actually hold your dog. And it's a weird holiday for dogs, so be good with them. Try to lock them up so they can't hear anything, because it's yucky. Ugh.
So celebrate Independence Day with us by communicating on the email. We still, because of the big storm in the mid-Atlantic, we still don't have the correct phone circumstances to allow you to share your holiday with us that way. But you certainly can share by going to your email. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Jennifer at DougStephan.com. Follow us on Facebook.com/Good Day or Twitter at Good Day Show. The power situation, the power outage problems, especially the aftermath of all these violent storms this past week. There are still millions of people, Jennifer, all the way from the Midwest to the Mid-Atlantic that are in this sweltering heat. Mm-hmm. And they're angry because they don't understand why it's taking so long to restore power lines.
Well, Rich McFadden from our show just got power back last night.
Yeah.
Well, and he's one of the lucky ones.
Well, the power companies, the answer isn't really that complicated. There are, well, first of all, what's above ground is vulnerable to the winds, to the lightning, to the trees. There have been a lot of people who say, let's put them underground. But it costs a lot of money to bury them under the ground. And the big companies, NSTAR, the National Grid people, some have local power, but they buy it from these companies. They all say the same thing. Oh, it's too expensive, and we have our investors to think about. So they don't do anything that they don't have to, so they get as much profit to the bottom line. And this brings me back to the days when they're before deregulation, and I'm certainly not one of the bugs who thinks we ought to have regulation on stuff, but I think some companies, some utilities ought to be regulated, and this may be one of them. And just the power is out. There are millions of people in 24 different states that are in. They're just crying now. We're spoiled because what would have happened 100 years ago? Hey, there was no power at all. So is that relative to this?
Mm-hmm.
Is that comparison? You hear that a lot of times from people who are older, mostly older people. Well, back in my day, we didn't have air conditioning. Is that relative or not to this discussion?
I don't know that it is, because we do now, so we kind of have to deal with what we have today, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know if people are spoiled, if we think that, or we just, okay, so you've got this utility, you have this ability to keep yourself cool. So, and we're willing to pay for it, so why aren't you willing to make sure that we have it? And the answer to that is because you're the customer, not as important as you if you're a stockholder. Stockholders, yes. People who are responsible for paying the bill and delivering money to the stockholders, not so. They're not so important. I don't know how else you break it down, but that's the way I break it down anyway. I think that that's something that is important for folks to understand. That's really what goes on. Like it or lump it, as they say. In the old days, like it or lump it, digest
it. Like it or sweat it.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so anyway, 800-510, no, here I am again, giving But Michael,
no, but I will tell you something. If you go to Facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter @Good Day Show, I'm monitoring both of those feeds. So if you want to throw any comments to us, that's where you can do it interactively, or you can always email us at Doug@DougStephan.com or Jennifer@DougStephan.com.
And because we're the only program that's live on the holidays, it's always sad. Well,
when we can't talk to you.
Yeah, well, that doesn't come very well. But what I was going to say is we find ourselves connected to a lot of people that otherwise wouldn't be able to connect with us, because a lot of the stations that carry us either before or after their own local programs in the morning, then this program comes on holidays, and people get, oh, this is kind of an interesting show. You can always follow us. The Good Day Show is on the air live until 10 o'clock Eastern every morning. You can stay with us till 10, 9 Central by going to DougStephan.com, STEPHAN.com. You'll see a big banner in the middle of the page with the words Listen Live Now. You can click on that, and you will be in business. A broader range of things that are going on here, and we'll try to spend as much time on all of them. One of the things that goes on during the Good Day program every day is a focus on your health. It's one of the big hot buttons here, health and well-being. And the discussion about the Affordable Care Act this past week has brought us around to understanding just how kind of crazy our health system is. Not health care, but health system. Or what goes on. I learned this sort of the hard way with the death of my friend Edgar yesterday, and the various diseases that are not necessarily easily traceable. And that's why I advise you to take care of yourself as well as you can. Yes, this involves, this advice that I'm giving you is involves me being paid to do a commercial. But it doesn't make any sense not to check out things that will help you avoid disease. And that's what the 90 essential nutrients in the Healthy Start Pack are all about. In order to avoid what a lot of doctors say are the things that you can come down with, these 90 essential nutrients, most of them are minerals, not vitamins, in the Healthy Start Pack, will get you to a place where you really will have a body that's tuned up. Get these 90 essential nutrients in the Healthy Start Pack by calling 855-309-TEAM or check out DougStephanTeam.com to order the Healthy Start Pack. 855-309-8326. 90 for life is what they're called. And you find them at DougStephanTeam.com or 855-309-TEAM. If you have a goal of having authentic health, and that doesn't mean you've covered things up or you're in denial or you're, this is about having really a strong body that leads to strong minds, that leads to healthy, happy lives. And then this is a secret that you ought to check out. 90 essential nutrients to avoid 900 diseases. 855-309-8326 or DougStephanTeam.com.
Old Navy Funovations Inc. presents a summer sale like none other. All new summer styles at clearance prices. Sung by megastar Jordan Knight.
Fresh summer styles.
Deals like new shorts, $12 for adults, $7 for kids, and famous graphic tees, just $5 for the whole family.
You're such a great shopper, girl.
Get all new styles at clearance prices now through Sunday.
Select styles only in store only. Available for sale per week.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Jimmy Bond. Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
The Doug Stephan Good Day Show. I'm Doug. She's Jennifer. We're talking about the top topics of the day. The 236th birthday of America is being celebrated today by most of you, although there are some folks listening around the world who are residents of other countries that, I don't know, I'm not going to say they don't give a darn about the birth of America, but it's becoming less important around the world to acknowledge America, even though we still are pretty much number one. There are other considerations and other people, and I don't know what the word is, Jennifer, when you become, is it jingoistic?
You think, oh my gosh, that's a great word. I have no idea what that means, though.
I think it means that we in our minds come first, and we ought to think that America, if we're Americans, ought to come first. But we do it at the expense of others, I mean, not, without realizing that there are a lot of other places and people and important things going on in the world. And that's what annoys a lot of folks around the world. We don't acknowledge, and that's what the cause of some of our problems are. However, today, the largest problem, it would seem, after just doing that commercial for healthcare, big settlement in healthcare fraud. Pharmaceutical company GlaxoSmithKline is paying out $3 billion, pleading guilty to two counts of fraud related to Paxil, which is an antidepressant. Paxil, P-A-X-I-L.
And I'll tell you, that drug messed up my life.
Did it?
From personal experience. Absolutely.
How so?
You know, I was given that after I had some panic attacks, which it's interesting because I never considered myself someone who was depressed or suffering from depression, but I was having panic attacks. So immediately I was given depression medication because that must be what the problem was. And I'm telling you, that has, that messed up my system like you wouldn't believe. I couldn't sleep. When I could sleep, I was gaining weight. It was, I mean, it was, it put me on a track that was really hard to come back from after I got off that medication. Interesting, though.
For how long?
I was probably on it for over a year or so, because mostly because I was suffering all these problems, but I was also so afraid to have panic attacks, and I wasn't having them when I was on the medication, that I stayed on it longer than I should have.
And the doctor wasn't following it?
No, and then he just pulled me off of it cold turkey, and that... You want to talk about, you're glad you know me now. Yeah, it was crazy. Whatever, and, you know, it's not that it doesn't work for some people. It absolutely does. But for me, oh, my goodness.
But I've known you for a long time.
You have. This was right after my grandmother had a stroke, probably in 2002. It was before I was working with you.
Yeah, but I've known you for longer than you were working with us.
That's true.
Yeah. All right.
We weren't hanging out every day.
No, that's true. All right, so anyway, the other drug is Wellbutrin. What's that used for? I know the name, but I don't know what it's used
for. Depression.
It is. So Paxil and Wellbutrin are about the same.
Right.
And they failed to report safety data to the FDA. Justice Department says they unlawfully promoted Paxil for treating depression in patients under 18 without FDA approval. So they paid, and this is the thing that really bugs me. They paid millions of dollars to doctors to promote Wellbutrin. This is a big issue that people don't really realize under the circumstances how the system operates. 21 after the hour on the 4th of July on Good Day.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Right now we're doing Enlightened Perspectives, courtesy of Andy Rooney. Andy has learned that having a child fall asleep in your arms is one of the most peaceful feelings in the world.
And having a hooker fall asleep in your arms is also pretty good.
Andy Rooney learned that love, not time, heals all wounds.
Thank God, because his email is going on forever.
I got news for you, mister. I never said half of this crap. Can somebody filter this guy's email? He doesn't know what in the world he's reading.
It's a good thing Bill Gates didn't invent television. If it took as long to start up a television set as it takes to start up a computer, you'd need 2 hours to watch 60 Minutes.
Having fun with Doug Steffens' Good Day.
Companies come out with a wedding ring guaranteed to keep the man from cheating. Yeah, mostly because the ring doesn't go on the man's finger.
And researchers at Harvard University say that sharing on Facebook makes people feel as good as having sex. Same thing that also found that people bought Facebook stock at the IPO price feel like they just got screwed. So it's very similar.
Finally, I heard that Red Robin is now selling a burger featuring the ghost chili, which is the hottest pepper in the world. Or as the guy who cleans their bathrooms put it, kill me now.
I'm telling you, that Jimmy Fallon every once in a while.
A lot of times, the ladies on The View, which is one of the programs that we follow here, aren't wicked funny, but they are on target because there are so many different opinions, and they talk about things, as we are trying to do here, that are relevant, keep you kind of up on what various people think about the issues of the day. So they talked about the increasingly common practice of taking a year off. I think they call it a gap year. For travel, working, that sort of thing. Children that graduate, let's say you have a child that's graduated from high school this year, and they may be planning to go to college, but they're not going to for a year. They put it off. Now, in my daughter's case, she took 4 months off after she finished college, but that was, you know, in a circumstance where she'd been in school. She
forever.
Was quite, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, she was in a long
yeah,
time.
Right. So anyway, here is the discussion about this practice.
Some of the best U.S. colleges, like Harvard and Princeton, are letting incoming freshmen take a year off before starting class, saying a gap year increases the student's independence and their self-reliance and confidence. Now, the question is, do you think kids need a gap year, with knowing that they're used to be there?
But it's dangerous because, well, if you take a year off and you start to work, you like the money coming in and you may not go back. So there's always that danger.
I think it can also make for a better negotiation. I think that schools right now, it's become a seller's market instead of a buyer's market. I think that if a kid takes a year off, they make some money, and maybe it isn't as appealing. They don't feel as desperate to take that next step. And then there's more of a negotiation when it comes to these tuitions.
But I know.
Right now, they preclude some stopping people from going anyway.
I remember being with joy because I remember when I was in high school and I wanted to work so badly, and my father kept saying, don't, because once you work, you never stop working.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they
want to. I worked during high school.
I got to tell you, if you're a kid who has worked all of his or her life,
right,
and you get the opportunity to take 1 year with the dough that you save, because this is how people used to do it in the olden days, particularly wealthy people. You graduated from high school, and your parents sent you off for a year.
I hated those kids growing up. I was like, that is so not fair.
No, that is something to be said for that.
I support the gap year.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I went to work after I got out of college and started a program to get a master's degree. Only got 19 hours in and stopped. Mm-hmm. And it didn't come all at once. I was doing it here and there piecemeal. You finished yours, though.
I didn't get a master's, no.
Oh, I thought you did. No. All right, but you finished.
I could have in the amount of time it took me to get my bachelor's. I could be Dr. Horn right now.
Yes, exactly.
Forget about it.
Dr. Horn, I presume. Anyway, email to Doug at DougStephan.com. The immigration issue is something that's been hot this week. We'll talk a little about that and continue letting you know what's going on in the world as we have the Good Day program live on the 4th of July.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you want to experience the local art culture without having to do a lot of legwork, well, that's when it pays to stay at a hotel that's actually immersed in the art experience. In the cultural hub of San Miguel de Allende, it's hard not to stumble into an art gallery. That's why the Rosewood Hotel worked with the locals to create an arts program, including a hands-on workshop with the Children's Art Foundation, private gallery tours, and antique excursions. And all the way over in Hobart, Tasmania, is the Henry Jones Art Hotel, which partnered with the Tasmanian School of Art and other galleries to showcase artwork. And the concierge can also hook you up with an art walk through Hobart to go behind the scenes of the local galleries. Last but not least, the Jumeirah Para Palace in Istanbul is practically a museum in its own right. Just ask to see room 101. That room has actually been registered already by the Ministry of Culture. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting geico.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store, except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Stephen, good day program with Jennifer Horn and I looking at the top topics. And one of the things that cannot elude any of us is the passing of actor Andy Griffith, who most famously was known for his role as Sheriff Andy Taylor in the Andy Griffith Show. He died in North Carolina and has already been laid to rest.
Interesting. That was part of his wishes to be. He didn't want to have anything fussy. Just put him in the ground at his home ranch, and that was it.
He's 86 years old. Pretty much the same as Edgar, in a sense. Edgar didn't want any fuss or muss. Kind of reminds me back with the Tony thing, my former wife last fall. And more and more people seem to be opting for this, especially when you understand what the costs are. And I will say this. Sort of as a manner of many of you who, and I'm kind of stepping into the middle of this because yesterday I wasn't here because Edgar died about the time I went on the air, and I went to be with his wife Georgette and the people. You know, we were all family, so I spent a good deal of the day. I actually made the arrangements, and I hadn't made any. Tony took care of her own arrangements, which were. Get me out of here,
right.
And don't worry about me anymore. And that was the end of that. No service, no announcement. She just wanted to be done with it. Edgar and I talked about death about three or four times over the course.
Well, he's a very of the earth kind of guy.
Very much so. And so one of the things that Georgette and I thought yesterday was she said she wished she had not called 911. But felt, you know, if there was a chance that he was still breathing, but he wasn't. Because he would have, he just assumed, like a cat, go off in the woods, die somewhere, and that'd be the end of it.
Right, right.
So we thought to ourselves, okay, if we hadn't called 911, what would our options have been? Well, we could have taken his body over to the farm and dug a hole and put him with his dog, because that's probably pretty much what he wanted.
What he would have wanted.
Yeah, exactly. So now we'll have his ashes and do that with him. But in finding out what I remembered when I did my father, it was like $5,400
just to have him cremated in a cardboard box with a nightgown on, and to have the use of the funeral home for a night so people could come pay their respects. With Edgar, we don't want to do that. We're just going to have a time for him on Sunday afternoon. But I shopped around, Jennifer, four or five different places, and the prices to have him just cremated went from $1,300 to like $3,400 just to have him
expensive to die, isn't it?
Add on all these other things. We have to give a certificate to this guy, and we got to do that, and if somebody's got to check the body. Hey, the body's dead.
What do you want? Exactly. Well, you know, because there have been so many scandals where you don't actually get your loved one's ashes back. That's what they have to really regulate now.
So anyway, back to Andy Griffith. Is there anything, is there a role he ever played? I don't remember him ever being the heavy in anything. Matlock was a very successful show for a long time. Michael, do you have any Matlock stuff? I was looking at...
Yeah, we got some Matlock.
Yeah, let's see what we have for... just things that we'll remember.
I don't think there's anything to love this guy.
There you are. Yeah. Oh, hot dog. 175. One. All beef. Ketchup? Yeah. 175. And mustard. 175. 175.
175.
175.
One hot dog?
$1.75.
75 cents.
75 cents.
I got $1.14.
$1.75.
And onions and chili and cheese and relish and a pickle. 75 cents.
75 cents.
Here's from a face in the crowd. Larry Lonesome Rhodes brags to his wife about his importance to a general and many politicians.
The general's been talking to Fuller. He's selling him on the idea of creating a new cabinet post for me. In time of imminent crisis and danger. That's the way the general puts it. Who could rally the people better than I could? Hold them in line right behind the government. If we'd put Fuller across the way, I know he's going to owe me that. Secretary for National Morale. How's that sound to you, Marshal? Secretary for National Morale. General's asking Fuller to shake hands on it with me after the big banquet I'm throwing tomorrow night, launching Fighters for Fuller.
Fighters for Fuller?
Yeah, Fighters for Fuller. How do you like that name, huh? Huh? I made it up. Everybody's nuts about it. I've got 20 of the biggest men in this country coming to my banquet tomorrow night to get Fighters for Fuller rolling. Got a retired admiral from the Joint Chiefs, two governors, some of them big investment house boys, and a cabinet minister.
Which one?
I don't know. I told the general to pick one out for me.
And they're coming to your party.
Oh, honey, if I ask them, they gotta come.
Andy Griffin was 80. Griffith. A lot of people used to say Griffin. Mm-hmm. I think that's true with a lot of people who are named Griffith and Griffin, don't you?
It's
easier
to
say Griffin than it is to say Griffith.
Right.
At any rate, passing at 86. And I'm looking at some of the email from some of the folks who have followed. I'm actually going to put a picture of Edgar up on our website in the store. It was a typical great picture of Edgar, who my sister said... let's see, I'll pick out a sentence. His soul stretches like tributaries, filling up the hearts of men and beasts.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Yeah.
Very sweet.
Here's an email from Jane. Let's see, I made quick mention of the discussion that's been going on since the Supreme... this discussion has been going on for decades, it seems. What do we do about illegal aliens? When did it really come to a head, though? Do you remember, living in Southern California, do you remember when the discussion of illegal immigrants, I call them aliens, when did that come to a head, really, or really start to occupy?
I would say probably in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Okay.
For me, that's when I noticed it. And I think it's because people, I mean, with the budget going crazy in California and with the schools always going down and teachers being fired, there was a lot of people pointing fingers back at this because the system's broken.
Yeah. And you're 16, the state of California is 16, I say you, we, us, anybody who owns property there, $16 billion in the hole. So yeah. What's the fix? What does Jerry Brown, who's the governor, suggest needs to be done other than raising taxes? Is anybody getting fired, laid off?
No, it's all about the taxes so far.
More taxes.
Yep, all about the taxes.
Yeah.
Property tax additions. I mean, just, it's the wrong thing, but what else do you do? You need to bring more money in. I mean, and no politician that you've ever met has ever cut anybody. Now, the one thing that people are excited about, and the people have been voting this in, is the elimination or the regulation of the pension system, which is going to help a lot, because right now there's no control over pensions and such, and that will actually, that's what's bankrupting the cities locally.
Well, that's the situation everywhere. In fact, the fact that you brought that up brings me around to something that I was going to point out. Thank you for bringing it up.
Like we could have practiced earlier.
Yeah, right. Well, the stimulation that we get when it comes to, especially on a day like today when we're so focused on our country, but let me give you two things to think about. First of all, the email that came from Jane suggests the broader issue for me is that the very notion of being a legal citizen in our country is under assault. Those of us who think it's an important issue are demonized. Look at the way the Constitution is treated. Are you suggesting that special people who are educated should get a pass on the legal illegal issue? We were talking about, I think it was Monday or Tuesday. No, it wasn't Tuesday because I wasn't here Tuesday. So Monday, we were talking about lawyers, illegal immigrants who are practicing law, illegal immigrants who have gone through the system, who have gotten scholarships to go to some of our best law schools, and who acknowledged that they were here illegally, born and brought into this country. I think I remember somebody who was 5, somebody 6, somebody 7, somebody 9, somebody 14, somebody 17, in the stories that I read about people, Hispanics, that are illegal, going to law school and coming out and passing the bar and wanting to hang out a shingle. How is that right? Even if they're...
Well, do they become citizens afterwards?
I don't... There was nothing that indicated that. If that's the case and they do, that's fine.
Yeah, because if someone living in California, if they go through the right steps to become citizens and they go to school and they make good for themselves and they're paying into the tax system, I'm all for it. It's the people that come here and want to stay under the radar because they're getting more benefits staying
right
under the radar than if they went out and became a member of society.
Yep. Yeah. Now,
that's the problem.
To go back to the discussion of what's bankrupting the states, municipalities, and the federal government, the answer to that is the expense known as OPEB. OPEB is the retirement system that municipalities and states have been, most of these government workers have all of these things that have been negotiated in during their union contracts. And I'm looking at just in the local area around where I live, which is suburban Boston, and according to a profile project done by some watchdogs, the budgets in most area towns, if you add them up in the suburban Boston area, are $1.3 billion in the hole because of these retirement burdens. I looked up my own town of Framingham, Massachusetts, and the town of Framingham is in the hole for $371 million.
The little town of Framingham.
Town of Framingham has 70,000 people who live here. Hopkinton, Massachusetts, $25 million in the hole. Natick, Massachusetts, $126 million liabilities that they have that they can't possibly. Most of it is health benefits for current retirees. Also, some of the money over the next 30 years that's necessary for people who retire at the age of 50 because they've satisfied the police requirements for working 30 years or teachers that work 30 years. In your early 50s, you can retire with 85% if you put in X number of years of your, and you'd get you get 85% of the highest 3 years for your retirement in your 50s. And so you look at these staggering numbers. Hudson, Massachusetts, long-term liability, $51 million. They have no savings. They have nothing set aside to pay this stuff. So it's no. You look at these things, and your community has to be the same. They all have to be the same. The state, whatever state you live in, California, what is it, $16 billion again?
Yeah.
The federal government, do you realize how astronomical these numbers are?
And do you know how fast we would all be out of business if these were the numbers that we had going on in our small businesses, in our communities?
Right.
It's how we got so out of touch with running the government like, not like something that's profitable. It's just, it's beyond me.
So is this a rhetorical question? Are the days of a police officer retiring in his 50s and expecting to do nothing for the rest of his life? That doesn't work anymore. How can it? Same thing for teachers. How can these things work? Or anybody that works for a municipality, or anybody that works for the state, or anybody that works for the federal government. How do you... Here's a guy that retired from the police department in 1990. So that's what, 22 years ago. He's now 70-some-odd years old. He said, I'm worried about what happens in the future. But the guy's already gotten 22 years of retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a lady that worked for the Ashland School Department for 15 years. She's 86 years old, just had her knee and hip replaced in the town of Ashland, where she worked, paid for it. Some of these towns are self-insuring.
Right.
Wow. There's a can of worms for you. Happy 4th of July.
I know.
Paying
like
for
a
that.
Big old firework.
Ooh, man. They're not... People are not aware of how these towns, municipalities, are so poorly prepared for the retirement benefits. And who's dealing with it? That's one of the reasons that I feel so strongly about not having unions in the public sector. 12 before the hour on Good Day.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Fearful investors are fleeing from stocks, real estate, commodities because of economic instability here and abroad. Swiss America reports, investors are smart to seek a safe haven, but most are making a dangerous mistake that's hazardous to their wealth. Many are jumping from the frying pan into the fire by converting their assets into U.S. dollars. Converting assets into dollars, it's like seeking shelter from today's bear market inside the bear's cave. Politicians can debase the dollar by printing trillions of them out of thin air. Instead, Swiss America says buy solid things the Fed and the politicians cannot print and therefore cannot devalue, as they have the U.S. dollar. I'm talking about gold, and I'm asking you to call the company that believes, like I do, that once you have all the facts, life's decisions become a whole lot simpler. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN, and ask for the Future of Money CD and Remaking Money, a special report for solutions. Again, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN.
Old Navy Funimation Zinc presents a summer sale like none other. All new summer styles at clearance prices. Sung by megastar Jordan Knight.
Fresh summer styles, just for small prices.
Deals like new shorts, $12 for adults, $7 for kids, and famous graphic tees, just $5 for the whole family.
You're such a great shopper, girl.
Get all new styles at clearance prices. Now through Sunday.
See you at Old Navy. Come all.
Summer styles only in store only. Belts in the second for a week.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Few broadcasters are on the air today, and Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen are two of them, celebrating, among other things, our country's foundation and freedom and the Declaration of Independence. Happy 4th of July, everybody. It's 51 after the hour.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's 53 after the hour on the 4th of July, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer and I focusing now with you on some news in the Better Living box. All kinds of information every single day on this wonderful thing we call technology. It's for some, it was a curse. We were laughing last night. God love Edgar. He never turned on a computer in his life. And basically only learned how to put a CD into a cartridge the last... and was quite
and that was
out
of necessity, probably, right?
Right, exactly. So Shelley Palmer, who's our daily reporter on this, here... to report on the report, he's reporting on the report, Netflix CEO Reed Hastings, who talks about how many hours of programming subscribers to Netflix watched just in the month of June. Wait till you hear that number coming right up here on Good Day.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
More of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn and spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and hundreds of instant rewards with our Value Club. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal!
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, according to Netflix CEO Reed Hastings, its subscribers watched more than 1 billion hours of programming in June. 1 billion hours of Netflix programming averages out to about 80 minutes per subscriber per day. Though numbers for cable networks have not been reported for last month, it's likely that Netflix has them all beat. This marks the first time that the streaming service has performed better than traditional cable networks since it first allowed users to watch now in 2007. This is very good news for Netflix. In the past couple of years, it has put a big push behind its Instant Watch service. It's tried to brand itself as a place not just to watch your old favorites, but as a place for new content too, with one original series available now and several more to come in 2013, including a series by David Fincher and new episodes of the cult favorite Arrested Development. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read more about it.
For Doug Steffens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to GEICO? And if you already insure your car with GEICO, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the GEICO motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
Just looking at some gadgets that are out, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. There's a thing called a smart pen.
Oh, is that the one that records what you write?
Yes.
I want one of those.
And it also helps you answer math problems, corrects your spelling. Available in the electronics aisle of major big box stores.
Does it go to school for you, too? So you can just skip the class? My pen will be my proxy.
Software, let's see here, calculations and corrects misspelled words. It has a little computer in the pen. Costs $124 at Leapfrog Enterprises.
We don't even need a brain.
FlyPenTop.com. Yeah.
Perfect. Just leave all that right at home.
Amen. All right. So you can now send voicemail through email. If Richie was there, he'd probably be telling me that this has been going on for a while. I didn't ever know.
This has been. You can actually set it up where your voicemails get transcribed either as a text message or as an email.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so there's nothing new here.
It's relatively new, but not everybody does that yet, so it is a new technology.
All right, here's the Star Theater Planetarium.
Oh, I would like this.
Have you heard this about this?
Tell me about it, because I love anything to do with planetariums.
Well, it's something that you can set out on your lawn, and you just it creates, it's mind-blowing stuff, actually. Same lens as a commercial planetarium, real constellations in real detail that you
cool
can get. It's
you should do it at your farm.
10,000 stars.
Be?
Yeah, right. Costs $188.
Not
59 past the hour.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.